Still feel good to talk to Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. Good morning, Troy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing great, Troy. Just wondering, were you shocked that no changes were made over at Dove Valley from a coaching standpoint?
No, not really, because of the nature of the business that Vic Fangio is married to Pat Shurmur in a lot of ways. He would be the obvious scapegoat, but honestly, the reason they lost against Cleveland was the defense. Vic's not firing himself or Ed Donatell. So they go into a meeting with George Payton, John Elway, Joe Ellis, kind of a state of the state, where are we? It was my understanding, according to sources, they weren't necessarily put on, Vic wasn't put on notice, but it feels like it's becoming a week-to-week proposition that there's going to be some change probably with his coaching staff. If they were to lose to Washington and score 10 points, I mean, I don't know how Pat Shurmur would survive that. And then at that point, Vic would be in huge trouble. You know, would he finish the season out? I don't know. But you start looking at the schedule, and where are the wins? I mean, on the schedule right now, you look at the Lions, Washington, and Eagles as winnable games. Other than that, I think they'll be an underdog in every other remaining game, and including the remaining games on the road. So it feels like we keep talking about must wins, but if they were able to win this game, play impressively, you lose to Dallas, you come home and beat Philly, you get something going again. But we've been saying that for 3 weeks now, and it's really about proving it, not about talking about it.
Did you at least hear a different Vic Fangio on Friday?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he was sick. That didn't help. I mean, he had a cold.
Right, not talking about that, though, but what he said.
Yeah.
Sounded like there was a lot more self-accountability than I've heard, well, certainly this year, maybe last 2.5 years.
Yeah, he struck a somber tone. I think he recognizes the gravity of the situation. I mean, you know, nearly halfway through year three, and modern-day NFL coaches don't survive three consecutive losing seasons, especially modern-day first-time head coaches. And the only one in recent memory, I think, that survived this and hasn't been fired was Gruden with the Raiders and obviously got fired for a different reason or resigned. But, yeah, he struck a somber tone. There needs to be more accountability from the coaching staff. Mark's lived this. I mean, I dealt with this when I covered the Rockies, that when the Rockies played well, the front office took credit, and when they played poorly, they blamed the players. And you can't have it both ways. You got to feel like you're all in the same boat together. And sometimes it feels like with this coaching staff that we're doing everything right. We don't know why these players can't make plays and can't execute. Well, at some point there's a disconnect. I'm not saying your scheme's wrong. Vic's scheme works in the NFL, but maybe he doesn't have the right personnel to run it the way he's running it. And that's part of the accountability among coaches. And I think we heard some of that Friday that he kept saying, I'd be remiss if I said, we don't have to coach better. I have to coach better. Poor technique is a coaching issue when you miss 13 tackles in a game. Yes, some of it is guys playing or backups, but adjust. I don't want to hear about their injuries and young guys. Like, go through every NFL roster right now, and guys are playing that you never thought would see the field. So at some point as a coaching staff, you have to adjust your personnel. So do that defensively, and certainly when Jerry Jeudy comes back this week, if he gets anything fewer than, like, 10 targets, that, to me, is a criminal offense.
What about the way they have played the last 2 weeks, where they have just been, to me, they've just been outplayed, out-hustled, out-efforted, out, like, everything. And, you know, where's the accountability there? What's said about, I know he said that he doesn't have any problem with the effort, but, like, you're playing against a rival, and one team treated it like a rivalry. The other team treated it like they had dinner reservations against the Raiders. And then in Cleveland, same thing. I mean, how do you explain that?
Well, I mean, the sobering truth is you can say we're just not very good. That's the one thing you have to deal with and look in the mirror and say, are we just not very good and our expectations were way off base? Or secondly, is it scheme related to where guys are thinking so much that they're pressing and they're playing slow? The Raiders game was inexcusable. I'm not going to defend the Raiders game in any way because of what you just said, Mark. It was a rivalry game. Coach Shanahan's going into the Ring of Fame as the clear bastion of why you should hate the Raiders in this rivalry, and you lay an egg, fall just flat on your face. No excuses for that game. Cleveland looked like a game to me, Mark, where guys were pressing, where you're trying to make the perfect play, you're trying to force something that's not there, and then it looks like, man, because it reminds me of baseball when you can't hit. And it's like, okay, first guy gets on, we're going to steal because we get no base runners. And it felt like they were pressing. Teddy's interception felt like a play. He clearly tried to do something that wasn't there. And the linebackers with Cernan and Robinson and some of the second level guys, they look like they didn't understand their fits in the run game against the zone offense. They should have had you over there explaining that, hey, he's going to put his foot in the ground, he's going to cut behind you. I mean, they literally used them as a chew toy in the run game. It was a clinic. It was, for me, it was like watching Terrell Davis' rookie year. Go one way, one step, the line has the line dance, and boom, cut behind the line. I mean, I was like, wait, they don't know? This is a third-string running back. But Vic said his effort's not the issue. So I would disagree against the Raiders. That effort, just because they got punched in the face and didn't punch back, was disappointing. Against the Browns, I saw a team that was pressing, trying to do things that – and when you think, you stink. And they were pressing and thinking and trying to be perfect, and they were awful. And it's got to stop. I mean, it is really, it's not, there's no excuses here. It's got to stop. It's got to get better. And maybe the players hit the reset button and they come back recharged, but we've been saying this kind of stuff for weeks now. They've had everything in front of them with this schedule, guys. There's no reason they shouldn't be a couple games over 500. That's what makes this start so disappointing.
All right. We'll see what happens. Troy, we'll talk to you later in the week. Thank you.
You got it, guys. See you.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Bronco Insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.